This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. There's a new kind of private school that just opened in Dallas with a nearly unheard-of student-teacher ratio, 1-to-1. The Fusion Academy's cost is nearly unheard of, too. With a full-time tuition of $36,000 a year, Fusion Academy's day school is unrealistic for most. But people have been paying it for 12 years, first in California, then New York, New Jersey, and now Texas. Fusion founder Michelle Gilman says her students hang out at each end of the bell curve. They're either so crazy smart they're bored in regular school, or they have huge academic or emotional challenges. She remembers early in her career, more than 20 years ago, when she was tutoring kids 2 hours a day, 4 days a week, and in her sessions, they seemed to be learning.
And then they'd go to school and they'd crash and burn. So really, we looked at each other and said, it's not them. It's the traditional model of education that's requiring them to fit into a square peg. And the kids we worked with, they were not square kids.
So Gilman came up with a different model, 1-to-1, where teachers can address problems immediately. With client encouragement, she launched Fusion Academy in California, nurtured it, and now there are 23 schools for grades 6 through 12. She says this model costs money, but she doesn't apologize for it. Tuition's on par with some of the nation's private colleges. Keith Schilt in California says you get what you pay for, and Fusion's been worth it for his high-functioning autistic son. Luke just started his junior year in Fusion's Mission Viejo campus. Dad figures some Texas parents might be able to understand.
The public school system is sort of based on a one-size-fits-all model, and it works for some percentage of the students. Maybe to continue that sort of industrial analogy, some kids become sort of like what would be like in a factory setting. You know, if the part doesn't fit, they become scrap and they're sort of written off.
Schilt says his local public school is decent, but he wanted something more individualized for Luke by the eighth grade. So he tried Fusion's music class just for a test. Fusion's Corey Matthews, now in Dallas, was his teacher in Mission Viejo. They worked on a Neil Young cover because Luke's a fan.
So in this instance, I did the things he couldn't. So I did perform the guitar and, you know, some of those things. He was able to act as an engineer at that time. And then he wanted to sing. So I said, let's do it.
Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you.
Music, opened him up and, you know, got him out of his shell a little bit. And, you know, to be able to stand in front of a microphone and sing, I'm not sure I could do that.
Old man, look at my life. 25.
Here's what Luke's dad, a college professor, and mom could do. They enrolled their son full-time, took out a second mortgage, and raided the college fund. Luke's math scores took off. The high schooler still faces challenges in English, but Luke has seen benefits compared to his old school.
It was much smaller, and I could actually get much more of an education.
Dallas's Fusion director David Hunt says this school won't work for every child. But after 14 years with Dallas's private Shelton School, created for children with learning differences and disorders, he likes this system.
The kid has to answer every question. That you can't hide. You can't duck your head, avert your eyes. You have to be able to answer. And the teacher has to answer their questions. And so this back and forth conversation will take the curriculum and what they're doing to another level that I haven't seen before.
Few likely ever will. Fusion's Dallas enrollment stands at 7 with 8 teachers. A Plano school just opened too. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.